Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me, Astra, this Saturday, November 15th to 14th, for Talking About You with Astra from Seattle, Washington, USA. This is your car accident radio channel, bringing knowledge and support about auto insurance, employers, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, surveillance, print and electronic tools, and much, much more. Emotions tend to run high during holiday seasons. Car accident worries compound sensitivities. Ways to have happier holiday seasons begin with recognizing states of mind, addressing problems which can be resolved, and choosing how to deal with emotional states when communicating with people. How do you manage real situations which come up every holiday season, increasing emotional responses and impacting holidays? How can you deal with unreasonable people? More importantly, how can you maintain composure and continue on with a satisfying event? Holidays can bring up joyful and sad memories, and human beings process the information differently. How can you allow the proper time and space to deal with the memories which bring both joy and pain? The range of emotions experienced not only by you, but family, friends, coworkers, and even strangers is definitely unique. Car accident pain and suffering may compound the issues faced. Taking time to build simple strategies may help build happier holidays with less stress and favorable memories. Today, let's spend time talking about how to make happier holiday seasons after a car accident. Today, we'll spend our time talking about good and bad holiday memories, making new ones during the holiday season, taking care of yourself while enjoying these holidays, shifting gears in the midst of problem situations, and happier holiday seasons. Place your comments or questions on hashtag Estra's Radio Show or Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. You can also call into the show at 718-766-4385 with your questions, comments, or experiences. I'm listening to what you have to say about your car accident journeys. Again, that number is 718-766-4385. Oftentimes, it's easier to concentrate on good or bad memories when, in fact, in life, there's typically a mix of both of them. Frankly, I suspect the combination of events that happen in life, which provides knowledge and growth, continues in future stages of life to be more of the same. What can be learned when looking aggregately at holiday memories? Perhaps bad memories can give a glimpse into the pain and suffering of those whom you care about, and good can be enhanced by adding to them. An understanding where each memory takes us can provide ways to share experiences which make holiday events more in-depth and consequently improve personal relationships. Working through bad memories can bring acceptance to the incidents along with gaining new perceptions from others on what to learn from them. As time passes, it can become easier to see things in a different light, gaining insight from the view of others on the same memories, or actually work on bad memories in a way that helps to develop them into something which improves relationships which may have been lacking in the past. Does this mean everything will be pleasant? Not at all. What it means is that a willingness to deal with a situation head-on, tackling and talking about the hard things with the intentions of improving relationships and personal understanding, therefore it becomes less of an issue or even a non-issue. The key is to work out problems and replace bad memories with neutral or good ones. What does this mean for you? Opportunity. an opportunity to set things on a path which brings peace and comfort for everyone involved in the situation. This does not, however, mean forcing your way of thinking on someone else. It's about listening to others as well as being listened to. It means opening up your heart and mind on how to deal with the situation as well as how others are addressing it. Does this mean a situation or problem will automatically be resolved? Not necessarily. You may be ready to move on, yet others may need more time. In this case, it's about being patient. Yes, you can move on because you're ready, and when others are ready, they can do the same. When making good memories for holidays, everyone's emotional state and desires must be taken into consideration. When people are given the opportunity to give their input, it allows them to be invested in the outcome. In other words, everyone must make a commitment in order for things to work out for everybody. Does this mean perceptions will be the same? I seriously doubt it. But a level of respect and fair treatment goes a long way in building relationships and good memories. This also works to repair bad ones. How easy is it to develop new holiday memories? Many times it starts with a simple, pleasant, sincere greeting. Being receptive to those you will be spending time with can create an atmosphere for those people feeling welcomed and their time appreciated. This opening can allow for pleasant conversation and sharing of new ideas. This type of communication will easily open the door to address concerns of past, current, or catch future items on the way. Either way, it takes commitment, trust, and willingness to develop a strategy of healthy relationships. Healthy relationships can move through whatever comes their way together, fostering encouragement and using the strength of a group positively, even in difficult situations. One key ingredient is to start slowly and gather as much of the facts and emotional involvement as possible. In this way, a greater understanding about what is important to each person and how they see their roles based upon a holiday memory is important. Feeling valued, an ability to provide honest feedback, along with being willing to say what is on your mind in an unoffensive way but gets to the point, allows others also to be honest in their stating their opinions. Creating a dialogue which benefits everyone. This moves people towards more of a fruitful relationship and enjoyable holiday season. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I ask you to personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge, and this is the reason for Talking About You with Estra's radio show, TV, and blog. As stated in the car accident anthem, quote, "I can get through this. I support insured civil rights. I am up for the battle. I will use what I have learned. I will appreciate my gifts. I will take care of me. Car accidents are surprising. Good seasons will come again." This is a daily quote for recognizing your abilities to positively get through the journey of a collision. I know that you can do it. Check out our petition of Increased Protections for Insurance Policy Holders Benefit Claims. It's out on We the People petition on WhiteHouse.gov. This petition needs your support to be successful in creating a balanced playing field with insurance companies and employers. It is also out on Change.org. The 215 Car Accident Daily Quotes is also available for support and encouragement. It's a great gift or for personal use. You'll find it thought-provoking, funny, and caring. The 215 Car Accident Weekly Planner for organizing and approaching your documentation for your collision is also available. And by the way, you can also still pick up the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner at a discount out on Estra's official website, estras.blogspot.com, so make sure to stop by today. Locations where you can join me for additional conversations include Facebook on Talking About You with Astra, Reddit on Astra's TV, and Pinterest on Astra's radio show. The balance of taking care of you while giving during the holidays means staying in touch with needs and being honest about what you can and cannot complete during the holidays. Activities of the past are put off into the future, and others may have to take up some of the previously held torches. Consider this to be not a right now moment versus a loss. In the future, you may be able to regain these activities by allowing more time for them to be accomplished or finding new ways to get them done. Coming holiday seasons is a time for you to receive more than give. It means being helpful where you can and letting others do what you cannot do at this time. Look towards the people who have been longing to do something special for you and let them. Take time to share and grow these relationships, offering opportunity to do things with others instead of completing the task alone. In some situations, this can be a gift for new special moments. Instead of spending time explaining about what has happened since your car accident, try to move the conversation towards future objectives. Help others look more at the future and less at the past. Ask them to aid in your goals. Consider advocating for the needs of those in similar circumstances. Keep a positive attitude during the holidays and recognize holiday hopes, which is available, help to keep you upbeat, lifts up your state of mind, and others who may not realize they've fallen into a rut. Changing the atmosphere can allow positive memories to be developed and keep focus on actions that make time spent together happier during the holiday season. Shifting gears in the midst of problems moves focus to resolutions. Problem resolutions seek ways to improve bad situations and conditions, which means asking questions such as, what is the problem? Why is it lingering into the holidays? And what feelings are being harbored? Can concerns be addressed and resolved? Make the decision to focus on memories which can be agreed upon and continue building on topics which make time together enjoyable. Getting stuck on topics that decrease desire to get together does not bring encouragement or hopefulness, lifting family, friends, or networks to wholeness. Some people will choose to be miserable no matter what the discussion, and they need to be allowed to say what's on their mind, which is okay, yet, after completing their statements, move the topic onto subjects which everyone can talk about that are enjoyable. Continue to make this transition as much as necessary in order to keep time together primarily light, insightful, supportive, kind, and just plain enjoyable. Never give up in getting the conversation back to topics that bring happier thoughts for everyone. Using constructive techniques to keep communication moving forward and choosing to stay on uplifting topics that resolve issues in a positive manner will help create happier holiday seasons. Shifting gears in this way will help to foster personal relationships, giving and receiving the best a holiday has to offer when people get together. Again, make sure to stop by and say hello. Share your comments and experiences. It's nice to have a place to share car accident struggles and victories. As in life, it is indeed about the journey. The best of 2014 Talking About You with Estra's countdown will begin November 29th through December 27th. Make sure to tune in to pick up valuable information you may have missed during the year. Also, be sure to visit Estra's TV out on YouTube under Estra's blog. You'll find videos such as harassment and intimidation of the injured, surveillance harassment uncut, meet Estra, disability surveillance 101, and a host of other videos sharing all the experiences that you might come in contact with after being involved in a car accident. The 214 and 215 car accident weekly planners are available in case you are in a collision this year or into the next. having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, which is out there on my site and also on at major bookstores, and the 214 and 215 weekly planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval a lot easier. By stopping by my site, estras.blogspot.com, you can spend time reading, watching, or listening for valuable accident wisdom, knowledge, and support. I, Estra, understand your situation. I have dealt or am dealing with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premier, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Assurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. Happier holiday seasons include joy, pain, or sorrow, in my opinion. The combination of these experiences in a constructive manner creates blessed seasons, and when held as a memory, brings satisfaction and understanding about what is important to self and those around us. Frankly, it's about relationship, a willingness to communicate openly and be open-minded about what is happening in the world of those we love and care about. This may be a time of recognizing needs in our lives we have been too busy to focus upon. It is also a time of giving back and being open to receive. Anything that happens only in one direction is only partially fulfilling. Relationships revolve both ways. In this flow, everyone has the opportunity to grow and learn. In summary, happier holiday seasons mean expanding our worldview, being independent enough to share personal thoughts and feelings, and allow others to do the same. It's about recognizing we all can grow together and support one another even while having a difference of opinion. This is a sign of respect and tolerance, which will carry us all as a society and a world much further. The pain and suffering endured after a car accident will continue through the holiday season, which will require a balance of caring for yourself and others, which is also a learning curve. This too means using both the yes, I can do it, and no, perhaps another time. As I reviewed the definitions of holidays references, I found them to be lacking, and therefore today I am giving you Estra's definition of a holiday. Quote, "The definition of a holiday is a time of gathering together with others in hope, love, and memories of important historical, current, and future dreams. A time not to forget why it is important to care about each other and reflect this in a time of joy, happiness, peace, and sorrow, which typically make up the experiences and meaning of a holiday." End quote. As you enter the 2/14 holiday season, think on this new definition of a holiday. Happier holiday seasons are a state of mind which can be developed and designed which meet personal, family, and community needs and goals. To share your favorite holiday memory today with me, place it on hashtag Estra's Radio Show on Twitter. I want to extend a special thank you for joining me today, along with Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the musicians Lennox Flurry on the song All I See. Be sure to participate with the new survey out there. It's called Happier Holiday Seasons. It's only with your input can we show the experiences people involved in a car accident live with every single day. For participation, you can do a search on hashtag Estra's Accident Survey. Also needing your immediate attention is 100,000 signatures are needed in order for President Obama to view the petition called Increase Insurance Policyholders as far as the benefit claims. It's out on We the People. Will you sign it today? Main Street needs better insurance protections. You can find it out on Twitter under Estra's Radio Show and also Talking About You on Facebook, in addition to Estra's Blog Tips on Google+. Thanks so much. The call will be answered only with your participation. Be sure to join me in these efforts today. Only with your support can we demonstrate, again, the experiences of people involved in traffic collisions. Take the 3 minutes necessary to tell us about how you've been affected. Let's meet back here next Saturday, same time, same place. No matter what you are going through, keep your head up and never give up. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek the assistance of an attorney. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's radio show to state her opinions in addition to her brand, guests, and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.